Reb Chanina ben Chachinai Oimer. Reb Chanina ben Chachinai is one of the Tanoim that's mentioned less often in the Mishnayis. The Rambam in his Akdam L'Pirush Mishnayis says that Reb Chanina ben Chachinai is from the Chachom that lived b'dor HaChorban. Lemaisa, what's mentioned is in the Gemara, common places where there's a dialogue between him and between Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. So it might be that he's a Talmud of Reb Akiva. It would sound that way from a Gemara Ksubas Daf Samach Beis. And Cain is a few days later. He's not in the original Churban. He's one of the Azor Arugim Malkus. He's a later Tana in the end of the Tkufas Hashmad, the Tkufa of Churban Beitar, in which Reb Chanina ben Tradin was killed. So is he a colleague of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, or he's somewhat older, but he's a Talmud of Reb Akiva? That's L'chayra, that's where he is. The fact that he's mentioned over here, L'chayra, is in conjunction with the Mishnayis before that talk about the Madrega of an Oisik Batayra and the opposite. Haneir Balayla, he adds a different dimension. Somebody who's up at night, V'amahalech v'derech yichidi. At night, normally a person's alone, and he's also not engaged in other activities. He's on his own. He's not working. He's not around other people. There's no social pressures or economic pressures. Or a person who's on the road by himself. There also, what's brought down the Mefarshim is that the matzovim of sakona, the nighttime, times of Chazal, there was a musik of Shedim, of Kaych Sarah. V'amefana libe lebatolo, somebody who's in those type of matzovim, is not engaged in Torah, and he's willing to be Isaac and Dvar B'Telem. Like the equivalent of the person's going on a flight, and instead of using the quiet time when he's not around other people to add extra time in learning, he's Isaac and whatever Narishkeit there are on the plane. Harezim Mischaiv B'Nafshoi. Now, it doesn't say this on a regular Mevatel Torah. A person has time during the day and he could learn. It doesn't say Mischaiv B'Nafshoi. Mischaiv B'Nafshoi over here means he's in a matziv where there's no suskiyim. He's not part of society, he's on his own. Some of the Mefarshim say it's in a matzah of sakona. That's l'chor by mahalach b'derech yechidi. Ner b'layla is dafkin a matzah of sakona. So l'chor the pshat is he's on his own, and he has to have the schus to stand on his own 2 feet. And he's mefana libe lebatolo. So memeli, he has no schus kim, so to speak. That's the meschai b'nafshe. This is an extra level of perception, of perspective on limudator and what it does for a person. It gives him his schus kim. Mishnehei, rim nechunye ben akona oimer. Reb Nechunya ben Akona is most commonly known, again, not mentioned that much in the Mishnah. He's from the Tkufa before the Churban. Reb Nechunya ben Akona is mentioned as being a Rebbe Reb Akiva. In fact, what we have, Tfilas Reb Nechunya ben Akona, Ono B'Koyach, is in his role, he was from the primary transmitters of the Shalshalos HaTorah in Soides HaTorah. The Sefer was written by Reb Nechunya is called Sefer HaBoyer. It's a Medrash of Soides HaKabbalah. And it's from the Shroshim of the Zoya, which is written a few days afterwards. Nechunya ben Akona, Reb Akiva, to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. But over here, he's expressing himself biyachas to what he calls Kabbalas Oil Torah. Kabbalas Oil Torah is not about learning Torah. Kabbalas Oil Torah means a person who sees himself as Meshubid, as an Evid to Torah. Again, it's another part of Limud HaTorah. It's not just Limud HaTorah, but it's Kabbalas Oil Torah. And he says a lashon which is famous. Reb Chaim Volozhiner talks about it a lot in Nefesh HaChaim Shadalid. Kol ha-mekabel olav oil teru mavir mimenu oil malchus va'oil derech eretz. And l'chor, this goes all the way back, the Maral says, to the Chet HaEgel, where the Gemara says, Omole chotu b'chet HaEgel, if teru would have been b'shlemus, Luchas v'shoinois, teru was given to Klai Yisrael in the matzav of shlemus. So then, there would never have been oil ha-parnoso, they would have been from the Eich Le'amon, There never would have been an oil malchus of galuyos. Oil malchus means there are other forces that could get into his life, because the one force which is me'al derech ha-teva, oil Torah, is not there. Oil derech eretz is just regular life. The tirdis, the travails of regular life have no bearing on somebody who is completely meshabed himself to oil Torah. He lives in a different world. Same way the oroin, which is the symbol of oil Torah, was in the Kodesh Kadoshim, separated from the mundane areas in life, a makabel olav oil Torah is separated from the regular tirdis. V'chol ha-perik mimenu oil Torah, the Mishnah says the fakert, if he's perik mimenu oil Torah, noisna olav oil malchus v'ol derech eretz. It's not enough to say that it is regular life going on, and if he's mekabel olav al Torah, he's saved from what should be b'derech hateva, the tirdas hachaim. It's more than that. If he's poyuk mimenu al Torah, they create min hashamayim, they create for him shibudim and types of oil that are shalei b'derech hateva, and they place it on him. Now there's machlokes over here in the Mefarshei HaMishnah, when we say that a person is mekabel on himself al Torah, mavir mimenu, completely oil malchus v'ol derech eretz, it means he's not mechuyiv in a shibud of parnosa, the regular derech hateva of life has nothing to do with him. This sounds like the shita of Reb Shimon bar Yochai that's mentioned in the Gemara. The Reb Shimon bar Yochai holds in the Gemara Brachos Daf Lamed Hey that a person should seek to not be oisik in yonei parnosa at all. I, the Torah says, v'osavta degonecha, that's mishenei oisik v'tzeni shalmokim. But be'etzim, the darga that one should aim for, Kabbalah's oil Torah, means to be misalik oneself completely, to go off into Reb Shimon bar Yochai's cave, into the Ma'ara, and to learn Torah with a prikas oil derech eretz, only Kabbalah's oil Torah. Is that the Pshat in the Mishnah? Or the Pshat in the Mishnah is no. What we mean to say is, mavir mimenu, oil malchus, oil derech eretz, beyond what's necessary. If other person has the basic that he has to make sure that his family is provided for. But it'll take care of itself. Today's world, by the way, of Kol Yom Galayt, there's Hashgacha Protis, and there's Chasodim, and every Kol family could tell you that they're Chasodim and how they make it to the month, and how they make Chasnas. And every Kol family in Eretz Yisrael for sure could tell you. It's a Nes Nigla, but it's not a Nes Nigla on the level of Eich Lemon. It just means it's a special Hashgacha Protis that's Malaveh, those that are Mekabel El Torah. Are they living on the Madrega of Reb Shimon bar Yochai where there's a complete Prikas El Torah? No. There is a Shibur of us after the Gonecha, but if one is serious about Kabbalah El Torah, he can keep that Shibur, the need for that old Derech Eretz to a minimal amount. That's the Chayr of the Pashta, Pshat in the Mishnah.